One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with
in sickness and in health.
Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some very rare occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not tolerate in a relationship.
What is with that word in you?
I think it's because it comes after the word not. I wonder if I say couldn't. They couldn't tolerate. See, I can
no,
do
that.
No,
that's worse because it's two T's.
Could not tolerate.
Yeah, but you don't.
Feels harder.
Yeah, but you don't say not. You say not.
Could not tolerate. Could not tolerate in a relationship. Don't forget, this is the important bit. You can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. Also, if you like this podcast as much as we do, I'm reading this, by the way, I don't like this podcast or listen to it. And you want to continue hearing more episodes, make sure you share it with a friend. No, I'm not going to go there. Leave a rating and a review. I can't see that word now without
hearing,
yeah.
Oh, friend.
That's it. That's exactly how it goes.
How you doing, Jimmy boy?
I am ruddy bloody good.
You're in a good mood now, aren't you?
All right, yeah.
Just had some good news. Can you?
I sort of don't want to be here anymore.
Right, go ahead and play with it.
I do, yeah.
I've told you to stop doing that.
What?
Playing with it all the time.
Well.
Someone's got to, Claire.
Exactly. It's not going to play with itself.
Come here, you got a wee loose hair hanging for your chin. If this is the it's not.
No, it's not. No, that's one of the hairs from my head.
Do you know I've got a chin hair that appears every...
Yeah, I do know
like
that.
Six
yeah.
months or so. And yeah. and it's white and I never ever see it until it's really, really long.
It goes right under your chin there.
Yeah, it goes up and I mean, literally, I can pull it out to here.
That's fucking gross. You also get another hair somewhere else, did you? We've never split.
Obviously.
Okay, all right. Well, at Sickness and In Health Podcast, guess where Claire gets her hair. Very
one.
Thick.
It was one.
Very thick and wiry.
It wasn't wiry.
It was thick.
It was one hair, and I thought...
You tried to brush it off.
I
and
was
then you're
like, oh, God, what?
Oh, no, wait a minute, that's attached. Yeah, well, yeah, no, we'll leave that
just
there.
Just seeing I've got a mark on my jumper. That's definitely curry, isn't it?
Look, yeah.
This is clean. I just took that out of the wardrobe
Listen,
this morning.
Don't be proud of that. I've got so many...
Don't be proud.
I was going to say something else. Be proud of that.
No.
I've got so many curry stained T-shirts and stuff, and I wear them like medals of honour. Because, you know, What am I doing? Speaking of curry, Claire.
Why am I eating curry in a white jumper? That's suicide.
You like to live life dangerously, didn't you?
Clearly.
Do you know, I've added a group of people to the list, the ever-growing list of people that annoy me.
Oh, go on.
People that can't handle spice.
Yeah.
People that can't handle spice.
Right, but that's, we're...
You go for a curry with them and they're like, oh, I'll have the buttered chicken. You go, what the fuck are you doing here?
But we're a spicy family.
We are spicy.
We are a spicy family. Well, Jude's not. Jude doesn't
no,
like...
No, Jude doesn't like any flavour.
Jude likes
I'm worried about that boy.
Well, Jude's salty.
Yeah, whatever. But Harrison, he likes his spice. He's the baby that ate my dress.
Yeah, did we tell that story last week, I think? Are you sure?
We not said that. We left Harrison...
Where did we talk about that?
We were talking about it to someone recently.
Was it Russell Howard?
I can't remember.
But I think it might have
been. Yeah, when Harrison was born, we
on
had...
On a podcast, by the way, not just us and yeah. Russell Howard hanging out, dropping names there, like...
We were... We had parents will know what I'm talking about.
Hold on, do you want to finish that fucking burp that you've got stuck in your throat?
Listen, if I'm waiting around for me to finish burping, then we're going to be here all day. Bumble chair.
The bumble chair.
The bumble chair. It's like a little chair. It's a great chair for young babies.
Yeah, it's like foam, and you can stick them in it. It's quite. You have to like push the legs. Yeah,
they can't get out of it, and it supports them and everything. And they can sit up and chat with you. And well they don't chat, but you chat to them. You go, oh, how's it going?
But you can move it. You can sit them on the worktop. You can sit them on the dining table.
So when Harrison was born, we lived in the flat, mm-hmm. and that was one room.
Yeah.
There was a living room and a kitchen,
yeah.
and that was it.
Yeah,
and that was tiny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So there wasn't much space to put anyone about. So we had ordered a curry.
Yeah.
And we sat him up on the kitchen side, and we're sorting out the curry. The mm-hmm. and then you
my
go.
My mum was there.
And then you go and check on something else quickly, and then you turn back.
Yeah.
Harrison.
What was it? He must have been about 7 months.
Yeah. Fists in the Madras sauce.
Literally. And eating it.
And then eating it.
Fistful of Madras.
And we're like, oh no.
I really panicked because I thought, oh my God, that's not good.
Well, let me tell you something, Claire. And I knew this, actually. I knew this fact. Babies will handle spice just as well or as bad as an adult will.
Yeah, it's
doesn't
just
matter.
Taste,
doesn't matter about the
age.
I know when you think, oh, he's only a few months old. That is going to... We're going to have to go to the hospital
good,
or something.
Yeah.
No, it's exactly the same.
And
like if you go to a country where they eat spice, like India, if you go to a country where they're eating curry all the time, babies are eating curry, they're just getting on with it.
But my thing was, I was like, okay, well, he's fine, because he was fine,
yeah,
but
was.
Then I was thinking, my God, the nappy.
Yeah, that's
the
good.
Next
that
nappy
might,
is going to be horrendous.
That might explode,
and
yeah.
it wasn't.
No, he's fine, and he's always been, he can handle really hot
he
food.
He can handle more spice than me, actually.
But people that can't handle
right, yeah,
it.
Sorry. So that
people
annoys
that can't
you.
They do. It just annoys me. It well, just annoys me. Like, you know, do you remember that, like, chip, that one chip challenge?
Yeah.
I never did it.
Yeah, the hot chip
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I never did it, but I watched, like, it went viral, didn't it?
Yeah.
And all the sort of US talk shows would do it and stuff.
So you're saying that you think...
I used to watch it and I'd just be like...
You'd eat it like a Dorito.
Yeah, I'd probably just go, yeah, fine. Yeah, it's a bit hot, whatever. Like hot ones as well.
I feel another pickled egg situation
no,
coming
but you
on.
You know the hot ones, the guy that interviews
yeah.
people. It's great. Obviously, I'm not sufficiently famous enough to go on that, but I'd love to go on it because I just think... I just
You
like,
would
yeah, whatever.
Smash them.
I really do. And I'm not saying that I can handle spice. I just like it.
Yeah.
Like I like the pain of spice.
Yeah.
But I just think in those situations... I always think, how spicy is it really? You've got like a celebrity on and, you know, do you remember like Top Gear when they do star in a reasonably priced car?
Yeah.
We're like, how dangerous is it really? How fast are they going to go?
Oh, so
really?
You think that they're not, they're actually
think,
doing it on purpose.
I don't
it's
think,
not that spicy.
I don't think that hot chip was that spicy. I can't okay. imagine. I can't imagine me eating something and going.
It's too spicy
it
for
ruining
me.
Like, oh, no, I'm done there. Oh, no, oh, I'm being sick. Oh, no, I'm
People
crying.
Were, like, crying
yeah.
and
I can't
and
imagine
retching.
Anything being that spicy.
I said retching. I've never said retching in my life.
No, it's a good word.
I call it bulking.
Yeah, bulking.
No, bulking.
Bulking.
Bulk.
Bulk.
No, not bulk.
No,
bulk.
But that is the word, to bulk at something.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was bulk, B-O-K-E. Give me the book.
Boak.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I genuinely don't know what I was talking about then at all.
Well, I was actually going to say, when I first met you, when we first started going out, you...
Yeah, Claire, do you reckon that's a pube?
Let me see.
Look at that.
I don't know, but it's red? It's no, that's
a ginger pube.
No, that's off the couch.
Well, what have you guys been doing on this couch while we've been away?
When I first met you, when we first started going out, you would be like, right, we're getting a curry, what do you want? Do you remember what I first ordered?
Yeah, and you asked for a coma. Mm-hmm. And I went, no, you're not. I went, no, don't worry, I'll get you a madras.
Refused to buy me a coma. No, you didn't. I think I had a coma a couple of times and you made me try, because this was, you used to have madras.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little bit of
the tastiest one.
It's that one step up from a curry.
But you were like, try it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm no huge, like, on... Because, like, when we always got a takeaway, it was always a Chinese takeaway. We never really had Indian.
I loved curry.
Very, very occasionally.
I still do.
But you always take credit for, like, slowly building me up.
I trained you.
You did?
I did, yeah. I'm very proud of that. You were a coma girl when I
was, I know. Took me from Korma to Madras. And I could have a vindaloo.
You could easily have a vindaloo.
I don't mind vindaloo.
Easily, you could tackle a vindaloo.
I just think Madras is more tasty. My God, I'm starving.
I know. I could have a fowl.
You had a fowl at that place in there.
That was spicy.
That old guy was laughing at you.
Yeah, that was spicy. But I do like hot food. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Shut down. That was a brilliant curry place.
I do like hot food. And I don't... like, your mum's one of them.
Yeah.
I made these really lovely, really easy to make Korean barbecue chicken thighs.
Yeah.
And
they weren't spicy.
There's a slight tiny kick in
it. A wee kick, guy.
And your mum's sitting there going,
she can't handle spice.
I don't think I can eat that. Like, then I'm going, you're going to fucking eat it because you just made it.
No, my mum's terrible. She cannot handle it at all. Do you remember that time you made my 80-year-old gran try your vindaloo? Yeah. When she came to visit.
Yeah, she did it. Good for her.
You're
your mum
would. Go on, Gladys.
The amount of times I've gone, go on, have a bit of that, Edith. Just try a little bit of it. Yeah. Go on, it'll be funny.
Edith and Gladys. This is the most Scottish family you've ever heard in your life. All right.
But they're on the list.
They're on the list. People who say they can't handle
people
spice.
People who can't handle spice. I'm just like, you can.
Well, I can vouch for that because I was never a big spice eater until I met you.
It's basically what that says to me is like,
you've never tried.
I don't like flavour.
Right, yeah.
I'm just going, all right, we'll have your Sunday roast.
You hate Sunday roasts.
I just think it's the most overrated meal in the world.
James has got a thing about a Sunday roast. He hates it.
And people are going to come at me now.
They are, yeah.
Because so many people love
a Sunday
roast.
It's a very British thing, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong. Listen, it's great. The Christmas dinner, brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, it is nice. Gravy, potato, meat, brilliant. I'll chuck some carrots in there. You've cooked in, what do you call it?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup, yeah, that sounds good.
That's the only way James will eat carrots.
But if you had a roast dinner there or a really nice curry there, some tandoori king prawns.
Yeah, I'd go for the curry.
You go, well, I'll go with the thing that tastes, you can have some flavour in.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm starting to dribble now, Claire.
I know. And it's curry night, Jimmy.
It is, yeah, it's curry night for us.
Right, is that all you've got to worry about? Moan about, sorry.
For today, there'll be more people next week that go on the list. Don't you worry about that.
Right.
Last week's vow change.
Yes, I was trying to get there.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your vow change was?
I do now because I've just read it, which was to not order a fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to because I've got a very exciting Lego delivery coming.
Well, that's going to hurt.
That's going to give me all the enjoyment I need, believe me.
All right, okay. Mine's was to never burst into the guest room.
Yeah.
While you're playing with your Lego. Yeah.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah. We actually have been in the guest room because we had new bathroom lights put in this week. Man, oh man, did I make a mistake. So our bathroom lights are quite notoriously rubbish. They're really, really dull. when I have to...
you have to turn the light on about 15 minutes before you want to go into the bathroom.
When I'm going out, if I know I'm putting makeup on that day, I put my bathroom light on in the morning and leave it on so it's got time to get bright.
They have to warm up,
don't they? Yeah. So we had somebody around to change all the lights. Oh, my God. So he said to me...
I'm shocked that you made this decision.
Right. So he said to me, you can have warm light.
Always go with warm.
Right. Can I...
A nice sort of orangey glow. You always go with that. Continue.
He asked me...
Whenever you're ready.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You're not allowed to say that. That's abuse. Here we are.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
He asked me, do you want warm white, cool white, or daylight, right? And I went, oh, warm, yep. Definitely warm. Like, I hate, like, I just think of Christmas trees and I don't like the cool lights. And he went, well, daylight's probably best for a bathroom. And I was like, well, that makes sense. You're doing your makeup, you're trying to get ready, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, put in these daylight lights in all the bathrooms.
It's like walking into a clinic or something. It's, like
it's unbelievable.
You walk around boots.
And by the way, the bathrooms are fucking mock it.
Yeah, they really, it really shows up all the filth.
As soon as I walked in there, I was like, holy shit, I thought I cleaned this.
Yeah, it really does highlight all the grunge.
But to be grunge.
Gunge.
What's the word you're trying to use?
Gunk.
Yeah, maybe. But to be fair...
Honestly, don't talk to me for the rest of the podcast. I'm honestly, I've just checked out.
Well, don't.
I'm just looking
get
forward to...
Get your fucking home done and check back in.
I've got to get home. I'm waiting for this Lego delivery.
No. Right, hold on. I just want to clarify. I've got 6 little spotlights in our ensuite.
Yep.
Five of them were out. There was only one light working.
No, don't exaggerate.
James.
Two
of them were working?
Yes.
And they were very dull. It was basically pitch black.
I told you I'd get round to changing them.
Aye, okay. So I had to get a guy in.
Yes.
I was actually shocked and embarrassed at how much... I had missed.
See, this is the difference.
The bathrooms were filthy.
This is the difference between
like
me and
doing in corners where you don't really. I went into the toilet this morning and I looked at it again because it only got done yesterday, and I went in this morning and I was like, oh my God, that's my weekend. You'll be playing with Lego. I'm going to be scrubbing the bathrooms.
Go the other way. See how filthy we can get.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Absolutely not.
I don't know. I'm proud of stuff like that.
Oh, James, that's a stupid thing to say.
I think it's because I'm a boy. My boy's just
You're
like...
You're not a boy. You're not
like,
a boy.
I am a boy.
You're not
boy's
a boy.
Just like sort of smelly stuff and gross things.
That's ridiculous. You want people coming into your house and seeing gross stuff in the corner of your room?
Yeah, and if they don't like it, they know what to do.
No.
They'll probably come in and go, oh, that's a bit grotty. And then go, oh, I don't handle spice. And I go, get the fuck out.
No, because I tell you what, when I go into other people's bathrooms, and to be fair, they're probably cleaner than mine from what I've learned yesterday. But when I see a little bit, I'm like, oh, clean your bathroom.
I don't look for that stuff.
Oh, no, it jumps out of me, slaps me in the face.
I'm going into the toilet to do one thing and one thing only.
You're going to destroy it.
I'm going in there to make a mess. Don't worry about that.
Right, so I have not bust into the guest bathroom.
Yeah, definitely don't do it over the weekend because I'll be with my Lego set. Cannot wait for that. Might buy some glue so that it stays,
yeah.
Just in case we have a move or something like that. Because that is what I'm worried about, Claire.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. What do I do with my Lego sets? Like, some of them are buildings.
Yeah.
Some of them are actual buildings.
Yeah.
I can't... What, we're going to have some guys come in and move... I'm going to go, I'll do that bit, though. Don't touch the Lego. I'll be taking them one by one in the car or something.
If, like, putting a seatbelt on them.
Abso-fucking-lutely, yeah.
Never heard you say that before. If you ever annoyed me, like, if you ever done something really bad...
Well, yeah, that's it, like... If I cheated on you or something, you could.
If you're cheating, no.
You could take a. Listen, well, it could happen.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, but you wouldn't need to worry about your Lego. I remember if you
I remember we were talking about me. I think we spoke about this on our vlog, and we were having a genuine.
At home with the Buckleys?
Yeah, it was a genuine conversation, and I went out and I'd actually bought you a gift or something. Was it for your birthday or something like that? I was trying to get some balloons or something.
Oh, that's right. You tried to sneak. Were sneaking.
And you were like, oh, where were you? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I knew you weren't like doing anything dodgy. Like, and I was like, and I was offended.
Yeah, you got offended for the opposite reason.
Because then I was
going... like, what, you don't think I could cheat on you?
And I was going, what, you don't think, like, you know, girl might find... And you were laughing at me. And I was really offended.
I'm not saying that I don't think a girl might find you attractive.
Yeah. That is what you were saying.
No, I wasn't. I was saying that I trust you.
No, that's not what you were saying. You were laughing at me. You were basically patting me on the head going, it's fine. I know I don't have to worry about that.
No, that wasn't the point I was making. It was because I trust you.
Right.
Right, we have had a listener send in a message.
Right.
Which is our favourite thing. Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
Who's best to read this, do you reckon? Anyone? Yeah. Go on, you read it. I can't be bothered.
Hi, guys. Love the pod. You're right.
Thanks.
Just listening to episode 22 where you asked...
Oh, I remember that one, yes. Yeah, 22, that was when we asked...
If anybody
had told
a cab to step on it.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so just listening to episode 22 where you asked if anybody had told a cab to step on it, and it brought back a traumatic memory of my stag do in Vegas. A few of us got back to our hotel about 4 a.m., what were you doing till 4 a.m? Got back about 4 a.m. and got a call from my best man shouting that they'd tied him down and he'd taken his chance and escaped. Bloody hell. And was now walking around the shady back streets in Las Vegas. We jumped straight back in the cab and my friend threw a fistful of money at the driver and shouted for him to find our friend.
Brilliant.
We proceeded...
Oh, I wish I was there.
This is like The Hangover.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We proceeded to aimlessly tear around the streets trying to find him with no luck, shock, and got back to our hotel disheartened. And at the same time, our friend sauntered into the reception. Turns out he'd had his drink spiked, been strapped down in an ambulance because of his reaction, and then ran away out of the hospital when he got the £4,000 bill. Which he then had to pay before he took his girlfriend to New York, so he didn't get stopped at customs. Keep up the good work from Anonymous. Well, you know what it's like to get stopped at customs.
Yeah.
Wow. So he'd had his drink...
A fleshlight.
Yeah. He'd had his drink spiked and had a bad reaction. And when they put him in the ambulance, he'd phoned...
You got to get travel insurance.
Right. He phoned his pals, though. Just shouting, they've tied me down and don't worry, I've taken my chance, I've escaped. So his pals are like, what the fuck?
What is going on? Find our friend. No, you've got to get travel insurance. Can I tell you something, Claire?
What?
I usually always get travel insurance.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because it's usually like 20 quid or something.
Right.
Like it's not, but it makes all the difference.
Right.
We went to Florida for 3 weeks last year.
Yeah.
I did not get any travel insurance. And don't think I wasn't thinking about it the whole time we were there.
Is that why you were like, Harrison, get off of there?
I was like...
June, sit down!
I was like, the last thing I need is for you to break your arm right now. All right? Because it's going to cost me hundreds of thousands.
Do it at home when
but
it's
we had, we have been in America where
That's
Harrison
right.
bumped his head. That's the nice...
Is that how we're putting it?
Well, yeah, he had a tantrum. And
he was a toddler.
Self-inflicted a head injury. Harrison... I don't really want to go into it because it makes him sound mental.
No, he was a toddler. It's normal. Harrison was a toddler. I mean, he was only, what, 2, 3 maybe?
He was, two. Yeah. Yeah, he was 2.
And he had a little tantrum and there was this chair in the house that we were renting and it was a soft chair. It was a big armchair. And he sort of banged his head against it, but...
I told him off for something.
But just underneath it, there was obviously like a wooden bar managed, or something under
managed,
the thing.
He managed to find the hard bit of this chair.
Smacked his nose on it and his nose just went poof, blew
his
up.
His eyes all puffed up and stuff and we were
so
panicking.
So we had to take him to the hospital.
We had to take him to the hospital. Luckily enough, we had insurance.
Yeah. It wasn't broken or anything, but we were really panicking that it was broken.
Yeah.
But I think you just paid the final bill for that a couple of years ago.
I was getting...
You were getting constant bills
For years later, I was still getting like every 6 months like a bill for $10 and stuff like that.
For this one hospital visit? It's crazy.
But that was fine. I mean, it probably cost me about $200 to take him there.
Right.
Had I not had insurance and things...
Right.
It was like, because he had x-rays and stuff, it would have been tens of thousands.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just to be told, there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong, he's fine, it's just a bump. But, oh my God, that's a funny story from this guy.
Yeah.
Imagine...
Find my friend and throw in the money as well.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it costs, find my friend. Like, that's what I want my life to be like. I want it to be like a movie. I want to leave the house and the toast pops up just as I'm leaving and I grab it out of the air and I just walk out, like... I want all that stuff to... My life's not like that.
No.
No one's life is like that, is it?
No, that's why it's a movie. Yeah. But to be fair, this does sound like the Hangover
film.
That
sounds great. And also, it's great that it happened to your mate.
But also, it's just funny that... Just how dramatic that sounds. They've tied me down, but I've escaped.
I know, yeah.
It was an ambulance.
They tied me down, but I've escaped. What?
Where'd you get the voice?
Find my friend.
Voice like that. Yeah. That's like something you would say. That is exactly.
Yeah.
That's an overreactor they've got there.
To be fair, the fella was spiked.
That's true.
I've had a mate that was spiked.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the NME Awards years and years and years ago. My mate who was sat next to me, he got spiked. And I'd been drunk with him untold amount of times.
Many times, yeah.
Loads and loads of times. I know how he handles drink. Mm. I know how much he can drink. Yeah. I know when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the car on the way home, and I was like, "Fucking hell!" Like I was drunk as well.
Mm.
And he was behaving really weirdly.
Wow.
And I was like, "Jesus, you are really drunk." There was one bit where he went, "Buckley, you're a good egg, you are." And I went, "Oh, cheers, mate." And he went, "Don't fucking laugh at me, Buckley." And I went, "Fucking what? What the fuck is going on?" Then we had to stop the car and so he could throw up and all this. And I was like, "Nah, this isn't. I've been drunk with him loads of times.
Right,
this is not right."
He didn't go to hospital, though. He did.
He was really ill. He went to hospital. He was ill for about a month.
And did they say that you...
They said he's been spiked.
Right.
And they said, like, it was... genuinely really, really dangerous. He was close to being in a real bad position.
Wow.
But it took him like a couple of months to feel right again.
Oh, see, I don't like talking about this stuff because we've got, I don't know if this is sexist, but I suppose you would worry about it more if you had girls. But even just the thought of the boys being out and drinking
I think that generation, so our
that
kids...
That was us.
No, our kids are what?
We're the spikers.
So Harrison's 6, 7 years away from being 18, getting out on the piss and stuff. I think those kids aren't going to be interested in going. I think they're going to be a bit fucking boring. I think they're going the complete other way.
Nerds.
He's going to be making Lego with me.
Yeah. Well, any luck.
Where are we going? It's Friday night, Dad. I've bought us some cans of Stella for a wild one, 2 each. And I go, "Oh, thanks, son. Do you not want to go and talk to some girls or something?" "No, come, let's do some Lego."
I think you're thinking of Jude. Right, let's move on. Thank you for that story.
Jude's a ladies' man.
Jude is a ladies' man.
That's a, well, can I segue, can I go off topic a little
bit? Sure, sure, go for it.
So Jude, right? Anytime we'd go to a party.
This was when he was younger.
Yeah, when he was younger, before he could talk.
Well, three, four, five.
He was just about like walking at one point. I'm talking really early.
Right, but he was always
when like, we were at the America trip.
He was like that for years.
Jude, we'd go to like a soft play or something like that, spend an afternoon there. Jude would always find himself a girlfriend.
Yeah. Walking about, holding hands.
Like, they'd be holding hands, kissing a little bit.
Sometimes it was kissing, and I would always have, I was watching him like a fucking hawk.
I'd be high-fiving him. I'd go, player.
There would be some times where he just had a harem.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like three or four girls around him.
And they would just follow him around for
They'd all be the same age, by the way. It wasn't like Jude just walking around like some 22-year-old model.
Yeah, Jude's always loved the ladies.
Yes.
Right, let's move on. Thank you very much for that story. That was actually really
funny.
That
was great. I love
that. I kind of wish I'd been there that
night. I'd love to have been there.
That would have been a good night. And what a great story to always talk about.
Yeah, you'll have that forever.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the night of, they've tied me down? Like,
they've tied me down, but I've escaped.
Like, that's
all. The fuck does that mean?
That's always going to come up. Love it.
I like that they had to tie him down.
He's gone fucking mental.
He must have been in the ambulance going, fucking get me out of there. Tie him down.
That is some, I tell you what though, to get spiked in Vegas is a bad place to do
been,
it, isn't
that
it?
That must have been really frightening. It's That's... a bit, it, we've, I've been there a couple of times. It's a bit of a,
whoa.
Yeah, yeah, it's very overwhelming.
It's a lot. It's a bit, that's a bit of bad luck there.
Yeah. That's the end of part one, but stop your whinging, all right? Stop crying, dry your eyes, because part two is already available. Go and check it out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.